he'll be too famished. Amen. So we got to eat some bread every now and then. Somebody say amen. Well, I let me read. And my voice is bad. I wish it wasn't, as I'd love to scream at you. But I ain't going to be able to. I may just have to shake my fist at you. Can't do it. 25, verse number 11. Brother Steve, would you care to read that?
I'll have to.
Because I'll tell you, I would. My voice is so bad, I'm afraid you won't hear it. Have you got your Bible? How many? Hold your Bible up if you're reading along with it. Hold that up there if you're reading along with it. All right, here we go. Slowly.
A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver.
Now, I'm going to come back there, of course, but I want you to go to 18th chapter and read verse number 8. Are you there? Listen to this.
The words of a talebearer are as wounds. They go down into the innermost parts of the belly.
While you're in 18, read 21.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
Love words mean a lot.
Anybody got a clue what I'm going to preach on tonight? I want to title this sermon. Can you hear me okay? Nate, can you hear me all right? I want to title this sermon, A War of Words. A War of Words. Now, that verse in Proverbs said that that life and death, is that right? Is that how it says it?
Death and life
death,
are in the power.
Death and life are in the power, right?
Of the tongue.
Of the tongue.
Yep.
Now, Lord help me, Jesus. I want to, there's just some terms and some, I want to wage this war of words tonight. I have read you two of the, combatants in this war. I read you the verse that said, apples of gold in pictures of silver, a word fitly spoken. How many knows what a word? Now listen, don't turn me off tonight because this is for you. Everybody in here, everybody that I know in here has this capacity to use words. Amen. And in that talking, in that discourse, in that, for the Bible says, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Now, one old man said the words were not like a kite that you can fly into the air and then reel it back in. For once. And he said it like this, Brother Aaron. You may have read it. But he said, once a word is spoken, not even God can retrieve that word.
Come on.
You say, well, why are you? I'm going to tell you why. Because we're in war.
Yeah.
We're in war. We're in war in the church. We have been. Since the beginning. And one of the things that we must understand is that words have the power to destroy or to edify. You ever hear the terms a loose tongue? How many knows the Bible said that we would give account for every idle word that is spoken? I'll be talking sometimes, you know, kidding around with a preacher, and I get ready to say something that's a little controversial. I say, you're not taping this, are you? But he is taping it. Have we got the offering? You got it safe? Because I want to talk about the war of words. We can't afford to lose this war. Did you hear me? You know, a lot of times we talk and never think about what we say. I don't think that's spiritual.
No, sir, it's not.
David said, Lord, set a guard at the door of my lips, that my words, when they... How many is with me here tonight? Now, I'm just going to read a few verses along, and we're going to fight this war of words. The first skirmish that we had here in this is where the Bible said a word fitly spoken. Do you know what that means, a word fitly spoken? Huh? It means saying the right thing. Y'all have read my sermon. Say it again. Saying the right. How many knows that it's always right to do right? It's never wrong to do right. And it's never right to do wrong.
Pretty simple. Yes, sir.
Come on. It's by our words that we're condemned. You remember when Peter was by the fire and the little woman, he said, I'm not one of them. And she said, I'm not a Galilean. And she said, your speech betrays you. How many knows that if you speak wrongly in a company of people, they are not going to believe that you're a Christian?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. What about the church? What about the power of the tongue? I used to quote that verse, Brother Steve, the power of life and death is in the tongue. That's not what it said, is it? It said death and life are in the power of the tongue. You ever hear the old term fly off the handle? What good is an axe that flies off the handle? Not only are you not going to split wood, you might split a child's head. That's just the way I am. My uncle was like that, and my great uncle was like that. I'll tell you where you got it. His name was Adam.
Yep.
How about it? A word fitly spoken. Not doing any good, am I?
Huh?
A word fitly spoken. Should we be on guard? The Bible said, let our speech be seasoned with grace. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And so I want us to look at this. This is what I felt like the Lord wanted me to do. He wanted me to look at this in a war of words. Here's the struggle. All right, let's start with the positive. Apples of gold in baskets or pictures of silver. Now, I'm going to tell you, that goes, according to this proverb, that goes very eloquent. That is appealing. That is, are you listening to me? Hey, God don't want us to have speech that is uncivilized and uncouth and vulgar. Right? He didn't want to say in slang words.
No. Nope.
I don't even want to repeat them in the pulpit to tell you not to do them.
Right.
You figure it out.
Right.
But there's something insincere about a heart that uses slang words all the time. Oh, you're not going to help me, are you? I want to preach to you. I feel like the Lord dealt with me, and when he gets after me, there ain't no need of y'all getting off the hook. The war of words. All right, here's the word of a word fitly spoken, properly, at the right time, in the right way. You know, the Bible's not against talking. Am I doing any good out there? The Bible's not against talking, but it is against the multitude of talking.
Right.
in a multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. In other words, if you talk enough, you're going to say something out of the way. You're not getting this, are you?
Amen.
Praise God. So it's like when I first got called to preach, I was just a young man, just 20, 21. And this, I was working in across the street at this grandma's house. And she loved me. She went to our church and she said, she came out in the yard and she said, "Brother Randy, when you eat lunch, I want you to come over. I've got some soup fixed and a sandwich." Well, I thought, well, Lord have mercy, how noble. And you know what I did? Guess. I went over. And I got to wolfing down that soup. And she said, "Brother Randy, I feel like telling you something. You're a fine young preacher, but don't ever forget that you've got two ears and one mouth."
Well.
And so I swallowed real hard, and she said, "So, son, you need to listen twice as much as you talk." Well, I swallowed down my soup and said, "See you later." You're not getting this, are you?
Good advice.
Huh? How about it? I'm going to talk some terms here in a minute. Nathan, are you out there? Have you got a, if I need you, can you pull up a definition real quick? I wrote down several, but I something's going to come on my mind. And I just want to irritate these people, okay? You got me? Look up irritate. No, just kidding. Amen. Our words. Death. Remember the first time I saw somebody dead? My grandpa. He was in a coffin. It smelled dead in that whole room. Those carnations and that, yeah. All that fake flowers. And
yeah.
I could barely look into the coffin. And I seen my grandpa that took me hunting with him and bragged on me. I couldn't explain it. Where's grandpa? I was 6 years old, just turned 6. Where's my grandpa? Death. I'll never hear his voice again on this side of the river. Death's a bad deal. Why are we such loose in our words?
Come on, Pastor.
Do you know you can kill a preacher with one word?
Yes, you can.
Do you know you can divide a home with one word? I'm not doing any good. You remember the young pioneer took his little wife out of the eastern into the west, and I won't go into it, but he got under a lot of pressure trying to clear land, raise a crop before the winter came. He came home and the cows were out, and he come in and screamed at his wife and said, "You know, I have to do all the work around here, and you sit here in the house and you can't even keep the cattle in the corral." And he went back to the field. He said, "I'll have to look these up before I get any supper, but he went back to the field. And so she got out, got her shawl, and went to looking for the cattle. Storm came up. He found her in the woods. And he said, oh, I wish I had my words back." Do you hear me? If I'd have just watched my words. I'm getting ready to preach to you now.
Yes, sir, you are, Pastor.
You say, "What? That don't matter that much."
God anointing, Lord.
It only matters as much as death matters and life matters. Huh? But a word fitly spoken. At the right time. I'm going to ask you something. When was the last time you discerned someone that needed a word? Have you ever got a word? Are y'all listening to me? We got to make it. It's life or death. We've got to make it. Amen. And listen, there's That scripture said, amen, a word fitly spoken is just proper in its place. It's very appealing. It's very nice. It fits. The next verse, the war across the bow, is the words of a talebearer. I wish you'd listen to me, preach. The words of a talebearer. How many's with me here tonight? A talebearer, a carrier of news, a gossip.
Whisperer.
How many's listening to me here tonight? Where do we fit in? What are your words like? Are your words to edify, to build up, to encourage? Or are they to spread, whisper, slander? You know what the Bible said in, I believe it's in, where is it? Check 16 and 28 of Proverbs. See if that's it. Amen. I want to preach to you a little. You say, well, we don't have a problem with this. You're wrong.
Yeah.
You're dead wrong. Read that.
A froward man.
Soweth strife.
And a whisperer.
Separateth.
Chief friends.
A whisperer.
A talebearer.
Yeah. Carrier of news. Did you hear the latest? What else is going on? Somebody called me, and I've told you this before, and it irritated me, but a man called mad as all get out, a preacher, and he said, who in the world told you that? So he had been told that somebody in the circles had talked bad about him behind his back. He was mad as fire. Amen. And I said, who in the world told you that? He said, one of my friends. He said, what? He said, you don't even know who. I said, it don't matter who told you that. That man is not your friend.
Right.
Oh, yeah, he's got my back. I'll tell you what he's got in your back. He's got a knife in your back. Are you listening to me? Hey, man, come on now, help me preach a little. You say, well, what in the world? I don't have that attitude, Brother Randy. I got the attitude, brother. Tell it like it is. If you think it, you might as well say it. It's life or death. A whisperer. Separated chief friends.
What it says.
A talebearer. Separated chief friends. Amen. There's a war going on. Apples in a silver basket or wounds that pierce down. Amen. Listen. Hear me now. Amen. I want to preach to you a little bit. Amen. Go to Isaiah. I believe it's chapter 50. I believe it's 50. My writing. I can't read my writing. 58.
58?
Yeah, maybe. Can't read my writing. Verse 4. What's 58 and 4 say? Read that verse. 50 and 4. You ain't getting this. Yes, you are. Because I'm not quitting until you did it. Those words. Talking. Sniping. Slandering. Does anybody know what slander means? You know, slander, they use the Bible, Brother Aaron, used that word slander. You did good tonight, somebody. Slander. The Bible said those 10 spies that came out of the land, they slandered the land. In other words, they told something that was not really true to keep the people from going into the land. That's slander. When you tell something on someone that's a little false that causes people to lose confidence in them, you slandered them. Are you listening to me? Read that verse. Listen to this right here. We're in war. Here's another one from the bow of the righteous. Listen.
The Lord God hath given me the tongue Isaiah, of the learned.
Isaiah, the Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned. Hear me now. Let me say this. Go ahead. I'm going to come back to that. I want you to get this. Go ahead.
That I should know how to speak a word in season.
The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned. How many knows what the learned are? The learned is the opposite of a fool. You hear what I'm saying? The tongue of the learned. Brother, I think we need a revival. Amen. Are you listening to me? Where God sanctifies our words. Amen. Are you listening to me? And it's not just, well, you can just take me like I am. But it's a matter of life and death. Amen. Isaiah said, amen, God hath given me the tongue of the learned that I might, what? Read that.
That I should know how to speak a
that
word
I should
in
know
season.
How to speak a word in season, amen, to the weary. Amen. I want to ask you something. You know, we're in war. We've got weary troops all around. Amen. Do you know if we don't learn, amen, if we don't learn how to speak to one another, amen, in an encouraging way, we're going to lose somebody. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Proverbs 17 and 9.
He that covereth a transgression seeketh love.
All right.
But he that repeat.
Hold it, brother Steve.
All right.
Sorry. He's a good helper. He hardly ever gets mad at me.
Oh, don't.
Now listen. He that cover, I ain't covering it up. What did Jesus do? What did he give his blood for? What was it for? Was it to expose our sins? What was it for? Boy, you ain't getting this. I tell you, I know people that think they're doing a service of the Lord to tell every bad thing they've ever heard just so everybody will know. I remember one time. Stay right there.
Let's say, I love you, buddy. I'm
going to give you some of this offering. No, not this offering. You can't have none of this offering. I remember one time. You ain't going to believe this. I'm going to tell you anyway. Years ago, a businessman called me in his office. Said, I want to show you something. Now, don't let your mind wander. I've preached a lot of places. He showed me a check, a bad check. For thousands of dollars under his desk mat, written by a preacher I knew. He said, how do you like that? I guess you want to hold a revival for him, won't you? You see what he was saying? How many knows what I'm saying? Are you there? Boy, it aggravated me. Y'all ain't going to love this. I said, I'm going to tell everybody that knows him not to use this crook. How many knows you can't do that? I'll tell you, the only reason I didn't tell everybody was I made a mistake. I prayed about it. And God said, don't do it. What? So I sought the Lord and I called, well, I won't go into the whole deal, but I called the preacher and I said, look, you know, until you get this, and I told him, and he said, you're going to ruin me, aren't you? I told him that. I told him I saw it. I told him I wouldn't be preaching for him until it got cleared up. Are you there? And he said, you're going to ruin me, aren't you? And I said, no, you're not? No, why not? Well, God won't let me. Are you listening to me? God won't let me. I said, now look, you get this fixed. Evidently, God loves you. You get this fixed. Call me. I'll preach for you. It took a while, but I preached for him. How many is there?
All right, Pastor. Good.
Read that again.
He that covereth a transgression seeketh love.
He that covereth a transgression seeketh love. Read.
But he that repeateth but the matter.
He that repeateth the matter.
Separateth. Very friends.
Very friends. Is that what our words are for? Separation?
No.
I think my church has dropped me right here. But I will tell you this. Austere. Unforgiving. You better never goof up. Because if you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven.
All right.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Leave that alone.
He that separateth, very friends, by talking. There's a verse, I don't know if you can find it quick enough, Brother Steve. I appreciate you helping me. I'll be done in a minute. And he is not responsible for anything I say tonight, okay? The Bible said where there is no wood, the fire goes out. And we preached that, you know, you got to keep stoking the fire. But it's talking about strife.
Right.
And when you quit talking, the strife ceases. You ever hear of a judge in a trial issue a gag order? You know why he issues a gag order? Because talk disrupts everything. And a lot of times you carry news that you've not checked out. Are y'all helping me preach? You say, well, I'm afraid somebody will know that I knowed and they'll think I just covered it up. Well, praise God. Amen. That's all right. Go ahead and take a whack over it. Amen. But find out before you slander someone, make sure you know the truth. What did the Bible say? In the mouth of what? You ever play that old game where when you were kids where you got a phrase and you whispered in each other's ear a phrase, just like if I come over here and say, I want you to say hallelujah, glory to God, to pass it on. And so he'll say over here, hallelujah, glory to God. And he'll say over here, ham and egg breakfast. And then he'll say, green eggs and ham. And then by the time it's over here, it don't make a lick of sense. You know what would nip that in the bud if we would guard our word. How many is there? Are you still with me? In Malachi, I believe it's the last chapter. Maybe somebody can run reference on it. We're in war. It talks about the end time and how they call the proud happy. And it talks about the church when he gathers his jewels. You see that verse? And he says, they spake often. See it? 3:16. Thank you. Church, are you getting this?
Yeah.
Read this.
Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name.
You know what they did? They spake often one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're not careful, we'll go to church. We want folks to measure up. And we just about isolate them. And I'm not being mean here now. And I believe in holiness. And I believe in time when people pray. And not forever, but in a time, due season, they'll bear fruit of righteousness.
Amen.
If they keep praying. Our job is to keep them praying.
Give them a little time. Yes.
Huh? Amen. Now you know that I'll stumble along here and pop the cork and break a bottle and run over the hill and run people off that ain't wanting to live right. Once in a while that happens. How many knows it? Yeah. I've got sweethearts that left that I hadn't got their name and number. And I've regretted it because I wanted to kind of call and read them a few verses and let them study it out for themselves. Somebody say amen. But they got away. But I believe in holiness. But I tell you, we are the home team here. And I don't mean to be carnal, but, you know, and I haven't played ball. God knows, you can tell, I haven't played ball since I swallowed the basketball. But when I played ball, it was always our advantage to play on the home court because the stands were full of people with their colors on. And they were screaming, yeah, kill them, in an humble way. But my point is this. We had them at our back. It's like going to church. Brother, when some poor old soul, human soul, comes into this church, they ought to feel like they're on their home court. Amen. And if they go to the altar, we all go with them. Amen. Are y'all getting this little sermon on the war of words? You know what God said? You know, it said they spake often one to another. What do you think they said to one another? Oh, come on, brother, you can make it. Are y'all getting this? Oh, brother, I was just thinking about you today. You know, there's nothing wrong with calling one another on the phone, or I guess that's obsolete, isn't it? You know, when you text some, great saint on your phone and say, I really love you, it just don't sound the same. It almost sounds, you almost want to text back, sugar. I mean, you know, it just don't have the same connotation. But to meet them at church, you know, we go to church with each other, and I, Brother Aaron, forgive me, but I don't really know what your favorite meal is. Let's talk about that. V&V, Sunday. Okay. Huh? You say, well, we don't have to know. And no, we don't. We don't have to pry and be personal. We're mountain people. We don't go with that. But we have to care about each other. When one man is down, we're down. And vocalize. Use our words to say, praying for you. We sure missed you. We're sure glad to see you. Man, I'm glad you come to our church. Amen. Or you could even slip up and say, listen, brother, I was praying today. Feel like you're having a financial need. So I'm going to go see Brother Steve about it. And, oh, no. Just help him out. Could I drop a little something in your cup? You ain't throwed your cup away, have you? I'm preaching all war of words. Wow. Angels all around us. Could I get, let me just drop something, Brother Mac. This is kind of like a burden you had this morning, but listen, who will pray with me this week that God will supply you with an extra $100 to give away? I want to see you. I mean, you say, oh, bro, I can't pray about that. You just want me to get $100 out of my savings account. I know what you're wanting. No, that's not what I felt like asking. I felt like asking you just say, God, help me sell something. Help me do without something. Help me find some finance somewhere and give me $100. Wonder how that'd work. You go out on the street and you just see somebody looks like they need, hey man, here, I felt like giving you this. They'd probably look for the camera. Is this a setup? Y'all don't even believe in this, do you?
Come on, Pastor.
Huh? How about the words? You know what the Bible said about how was it? It said, a soft answer turneth away wrath. That's the power of the tongue. The power for good. Is anybody, how many things I'm preaching to you tonight? Anybody? I want you to ask, in my closing, in my 20-minute closing, I'm gonna mention some of these. I want you to, how many, don't raise your hand. How many feel like you are a peacemaker?
Yes, sir.
What do you think about it? How many here feel like you're a sower of discord? A sower of discord. How many feel like you have the tongue of the learned? Or are you a backslider? biter. You know what a backbiter is? That's somebody that talks irreverently about someone when they're not present. Is that right? I want you to ask you, am I a backbiter? Do I talk negatively about someone and they're not there to answer for themselves? You say, brother, this is not preaching. This is holiness preaching. Because the power of death and life are in the tongue. Your tongue. You can separate or you can pull together. You can encourage and edify or you can slander and backbite. Where do you fit? You say, well, you know us, Brother Randy. You know we all have the golden tongue of the sanctified. Well, maybe I don't know as much as you think I ought to know. But I know we need to pray through about this. You say, well, I just get mad and say things that I don't. You don't have to do that. Now, we're humans. How many know the Bible says to be angry? Don't it? There's some things we need to get stirred up about. But not passionately in the flesh to where we sin. We curse or slander or lie or divide or hurt somebody's influence. Somebody say amen. I'll tell you, this is over with. I'm preaching on a war of words. And I don't know how far to go with this. When's Valentine's Day? Okay, I'm going to preach on love Wednesday night. Be here. But not tonight. Malicious talk. Disagreements. False statements. Half-truths. How many know what half-truth is? It's a whole lie. In the home, husband and wife, that's my, that's old woman, she'd take it, she's been with me. I was going down the road, this old guy one time, he was in directly in the family, and we went down to the old store, I just got married, and this old guy said, hey buddy, marriage is great. He said, my old woman, come on. Shake your head with me. Said she'd put up with anything. Man, I can go out and drink, hang around. She never says a word. She's quiet and peaceful. Said, man, you got in a family that's going, you ain't have to worry about that. The guy was divorced in 6 months. And I said, his words condemned him. Sure is quiet in here. I want y'all to practice something with me. Ready? Pray after me. I'm sorry. Do we need any practice? I'm going to try another one. Forgive me. Want to try another one? We're on a roll here. I was wrong. No, don't say you was wrong. You said wrong. Don't say you were wrong. You're supposed to say I was wrong. Not me, but you. Let's say it. I. We're in war. It's not a video game. It's not even a movie. It's death or life. You want to have a good church? You say, well, I'm just going to hold my peace because if I say something, it'll be bad. No, no, no. That's not the answer to it. You get your heart right and go ahead and say those words of togetherness and forgiveness and reconstruction. You're not getting this, are you? I think this will help us. I think it'll help us. Now, if you find out something on somebody, you just don't sweep it under the rug. No, that's not what I'm talking about. But if it's something that causes you to lose confidence in someone, go to them. I don't think I got one all right and no more amens. That's what the Bible said. To go to them personally. I remember one time I was driving someone and got out of sorts with my humble self. And so I was driving up there to see what the problem was. And I felt the Lord say, well, you need to ask him to forgive you. And I said, well, what for? You know me, God. Me and you, will you? He said, pull over. I pulled over. And he told me what I need to do. He said, don't go up there and say, if I've offended you. He said, you're wasting your time. Happy Valentine's Day. So, when the Lord got through whooping around on me, I drove straight to that fella's house and I said, brother, it is so obvious that I have offended you, and I want you to forgive me. You say, did he? No. But I got forgiveness. Are you there? You say, well, you're big, big, big. Don't start that. You know I ain't big, big, big nothing. I'm preaching you out of the Bible. It takes prayer, restraint. I'll tell you, when you preach a lot, you say something stupid once in a while. You say something you didn't want to say in the whole crowd here, and it's on tape. And then you got to track it down. I've had to get up here before. I hope none of you ever remember it. But I've had to get up here and say, I mentioned this individual's name while I was preaching, and I'm sorry. I did not mean to mention their name. And I want you to forgive me because I was out of control in the pulpit. You're not getting this, are you? So I went to a camp meeting where there's 600 people and I've done the same thing again. And I had to go call the preacher that his name I mentioned in my preaching just in a lighthearted way. And I called and I said, it's probably going to be offensive. And I called him and I said, man, I said, listen, And I'm telling you, after two or three of those, you start watching your mouth. Because that ain't easy. Huh? I don't know any way you fix crow. Crow is hard to eat. Any way you fix it. Well, y'all not getting this. Should we just shake hands and hug necks all around? Let's stand. We're in the war for our lives. And it's a war of words. Anybody guilty? Did you find yourself in here anywhere? Am I the only heathen in this whole building? Set a guard. There's a brave girl right here. Set a guard. It has been recorded. Death or life. You could change the course of the whole river. One more move. Did you get the scripture that I read? Were some of them kind of shocking? Thank you. Well, you're so tempted, aren't you? Somebody tells a barefaced lie right there, and you're wanting to jump in and straighten out, and the Holy Ghost has got you in a neck hole. The tongue, unruly, out of control, needs a bridle. Amen. You said, don't talk at all. No, that's not the point. It's to say the words that are positive, that are valuable, that are worthwhile. All right, I'm going to pray. And y'all can come pray with me. All right? So help our church.